coming to the end of our 2 months reading the Gospel of Mark very soon, a number of more days, but it's all about coming to the cross now. This is the Last Supper and the Garden of Gethsemane right now, where Peter is going to he's going to say, "I'll never betray you." Let's have a look at the story and take a journal note from this story. Are you ready? This is day 24, Mark 14, 26 to 50. Here we go. "And when they had sung a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives. 'You will all fall away,' Jesus told them, 'for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.' Peter declared, 'Even if all fall away, I will not.' Jesus answered, 'I tell you the truth. Today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times.' But Peter insisted emphatically, 'Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.' And all the others said the same. And they went to a place named Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, 'Sit here while I pray.' He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death,' Jesus said to them. 'Stay here and keep watch.' Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if it possible that the hour might pass from him. 'Abba, Father,' he said, 'everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.' And he returned to the disciples, found them sleeping. 'Simon,' he said to Peter, 'are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.' Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.'" Whoa, this is pretty crazy stuff. Hey, we're going to keep reading on. "And just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. 'The one I kiss,'" that's a tap on the cheek, is the man. "Arrest him and lead him away under guard.' Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, 'Rabbi,' and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. 'Am I leading a rebellion,' Jesus said, 'that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me, but the scriptures must be fulfilled.' And then everyone deserted him and fled. And a young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. And when they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind," which people say is John Mark, who wrote this Gospel of Mark. So here finally John Mark appears in the Gospel. Lots of things here, but I just love the fact that Jesus, in a moment of great trial, got to God the Father and said, "Abba, Father." There's an intimacy, a closeness that I want in time of trial, whether it's coronavirus or job stress, relationship stress, whatever it is. I think we need to have that relationship with the Father. We are Abba means Father in a very close way, like Daddy or my father. And it's just an expression of incredible reaching out to God. So I'm going to pray. Thank you, Father. Abba, Abba, Father. I pray that we could have a relationship to come to you in time of difficulty. Every single time, you are our Abba, Father. Touch us now in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm just going to say, in times of trial, go to your Father, Abba, Father. In times of trial, go to your Father, Abba, Father. That's what I'm going to do. God bless you.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.